Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're digging into an article called What a Spinaware AI Assistant Does on a Discovery Call, written by Brett Allegre Wood.
And if your sales team's discovery calls feel a bit hit and miss right now, this one is worth your attention.
So let's start with the problem Brett describes. Most weak discovery calls fail the same way. The rep talks too much, asks too little, gets nervous about the silence, and starts pitching features before they've understood what the buyer is actually wrestling with.
I've seen that. The rep fills every gap with features, and the customer just goes quiet.
Exactly. Brett pulls an example from his own business, Dara Tires, where the reps who slow down and ask, "What are you using the vehicle for?" close better than the ones who reach straight for the price list.
That's a good image. Discovery is the same job whether you're selling tires or software.
Right. And the problem isn't that reps don't care. It's that running a sharp discovery call under time pressure, while taking notes, while remembering the follow-up question, is genuinely hard. That's the gap this kind of assistant fills.
Okay, so walk me through SPIN. I know the acronym, but not everyone will.
Sure. SPIN is a questioning sequence. Situation, problem, implication, need, payoff. You set the scene, find the sore spot, help the buyer feel the cost of leaving it alone, and then get them to say in their own words what solving it would be worth.
And the order matters?
Massively. Brett's point is that most reps know this in theory, but under pressure, they skip the implication questions, the uncomfortable ones, and that's exactly where deals are won or lost. Skip them, and the buyer never builds the case for change in their own head.
So the deal stalls.
So the assistant is there to keep the rep on those rails.
What does it actually do during the call?
A few practical things. It spots which spin stage the rep is in. If they've asked three situation questions in a row and haven't touched a single problem, a gentle on-screen nudge says so. It suggests the next question. Not a script, more a prompt in the rep's own language. Something like, good moment to ask what that delay is costing them each month.
And it takes notes.
It takes the notes, so the rep can actually look at the customer instead of typing.
That's probably the underrated one. You genuinely can't listen and type at the same time.
Not well. And it catches the things people forget to ask. Budget, timeline, who else is in on the decision, what they've already tried.
Okay, what happens after the call ends? Because I think that's where a lot of the damage is done.
Brett calls it the quiet revenue leak, the follow-up that never quite happens or goes out 3 days later with a generic brochure attached. The assistant writes a clean summary, sorted into spin stages, so you can see at a glance whether real problems and implications were uncovered.
Or whether the rep just collected surface facts.
Exactly that. It drafts the follow-up email in your voice, referencing specific things the buyer said. It updates the CRM, and it flags the deals where the implication was strong, so you know which ones to chase first.
I want to push back on something, though. Doesn't this make reps lazy? If the AI is doing the admin...
Brett's argument is it does the opposite. The reason reps skip the hard questions and write thin follow-ups isn't laziness, it's load. Take the note-taking and the write-up off their plate, and they have more attention for the actual conversation.
And it's not scripting them.
No, it nudges toward a type of question and lets the rep ask it however they naturally would. The whole idea is to augment the rep's instincts, not put words in their mouth. The customer never hears a robot.
What if a rep just ignores the prompts?
Brett's honest about that. He says it's fine. The after-call summary and CRM updates still happen, so you keep the records and the coaching signal even on the days a rep goes off-piste.
So, for a small team that can't afford a sales coach reviewing every call?
You get a slice of that on every single call, every follow-up drafted, every rep nudged toward the questions that matter without hiring anyone.
What's the one thing you'd act on this week?
Look at your last five discovery calls and count how many implication questions got asked. If the answer is close to zero, you found your leak.
Mine would be the follow-up timing. If your emails go out the same day referencing something specific the buyer said, your close rate goes up. If they don't, fix that first, with or without AI.
The full article is at anabu.ai. It's called What a Spinaware AI Assistant Does on a Discovery Call by Brett Allegre Wood. And if you want to see where this fits your own sales process, book a free AI audit there. Brett walks through your process with you, no hard sale, and shows you where an assistant could quietly earn its keep.
Worth half an hour of your time.